Penguin Random House Audio presents It's Your World. Get informed, get inspired, and get going. By Chelsea Clinton. Read for you by the author. Publisher's note: the author references charts and photos throughout this recording, which can be viewed by opening the accompanying PDF file on any PC or Mac computer. Introduction.
What's the first thing you remember reading? The first thing I remember reading on my own was the local newspaper, the old-fashioned kind that left ink stains on my hands. I probably read Corduroy or A Curious George story first, out loud to my parents. But it's the newspapers I pored over as I ate my morning Cheerios that marked the line in my mind between not reading and reading. The newspaper is probably what I remember most because it's what enabled me to be a part of my parents' conversations about what was happening in our hometown of Little Rock, Arkansas, and the broader world. Those conversations happened around the dinner table every night and intensely after church on Sunday over lunch. They happened on the way to school and on the way home from ballet class, before brownies meetings and after softball games. In other words, they happened all the time. Knowing what was in the newspaper meant I didn't have to wait for my parents to explain everything to me. I could ask questions to start conversations about the world, too. Best of all, the newspaper helped hide how much honey I poured on top of my Cheerios. My mom wouldn't let me have sugary cereal growing up, and more on that later, and so I improvised, adding far more honey than likely would have been in any honeyed cereals. Thankfully, my mom never caught on. I was very fortunate growing up. My main worries were things like trying to get my mom to relax her ban on sugary cereals, figuring out how to stick a clay honeycomb or papier-mâché Jupiter.